The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State hosts Maryland on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, Free Agent Blog.
Hey, Mark, just going through the season, and I mean, not to read, everybody knows last year, but I mean, this year you guys, not too high after a big win, not too low after a big loss. I remember asking you following the Notre Dame game, just wondering just how you remain that consistent throughout the year, just the going through the highs, ups and downs, still level, still on track for a 10-win season, which would be like your sixth since 2010.
Well, I think what we've always tried to do is really just assess how hard we play and continue to just emphasize, you know, sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose, and that, you know, that hangs on inches sometimes, and those inches become miles, as you saw this past week sometimes. But through it all, we really truly put an emphasis on effort, give great effort, and play with great toughness, and things are going to happen. But it's not going to be the worst thing that happens in your life, and you're going to rebound from things and continue to push forward in your life. And I think football in general is a great lesson for that for all people who play the game, because it's an extremely intense competitive football game, athletic contest, but it just transcends a lot of things in life, really.
Going back to a comment I remember that you made to me last year, comparing, you know, you had never been down that road. You compared it going down a lonely road at night. Do you feel, I mean, even at 7-3, do you feel like that you guys have at least come full circle? There were a lot of doubts surrounding the program entering the season. Do you feel like that at 7-3, a couple wins against ranked teams, do you feel like you guys have at least come full circle from that?
I don't know about full circle. You know, I think we can make that statement or not at the end of this season, not with two games left or three games left, but we're making our way in that direction. I will say that, and you know, we've done a lot of things to try and rebound after last season or rectify the situation. We've done a lot of different things, and a lot of things, and a lot of people have been involved in it. So it's been a total team effort. But I don't know that we're there yet. We need to keep pushing.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach?
Okay.
Next question is from Larry Lage, Associated Press.
Coach, can you just talk about how your team has responded at practice coming off of that last game?
Yeah, we had practice yesterday, and it was upbeat. Tempo was good. You know, basically what we talked about in our team meeting was can't change what's happened. All you can do is get ready for what's next. And so that's our focus, really, what's next. And, you know, learn from the mistakes, value what happened, have an experience from it, but move forward. And so that's what we'll do. We need to get ourselves ready to play a Maryland team that plays extremely hard.
Thanks.
You have a follow-up from Adam Biggers, Free Agent Blog.
And Mark, going back to kind of the full circle comment, you mentioned not there yet, but with two games remaining on the schedule, Maryland, Rutgers, I mean, you've been rather successful in November. I think you're like 26-11 or something like that. What about you guys in November kind of brings out the strength in the program?
Well, we continually talked about it's really not how you start. You know, seasons are long. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And that you've got to play your best football down the stretch. And certainly last week we did not. We needed to. We needed to play our best football to be in that football game. But you play four games. You know, we're playing four games this year in November, so not three, not two. So we've always talked about finishing in November, and so that's what we will do. You know, there's a lot still here to play for, so we're excited about the opportunities that those things would provide.
Another quick follow-up. With senior days, I feel like in the past you've had a little bit bigger senior classes, a few more bigger name senior guys. I mean, there's only a couple this year. So, I mean, obviously you guys being a little bit young, I guess what does senior day feel, I don't want to use the word different, but, I mean, you don't have as many high-profile seniors as you usually have.
Well, you know, it's the end to number of guys' careers, you know. And so some guys have played more than others, but, you know, they've grown from when they've come in as football players and as young men, and now they're ready to take the next step in their life. So I think that's what senior day is about. Some may take that step into the NFL. Some may take that step into businesses, but they're all going to take that next step away from Michigan State. So we hope that we provided that avenue to take that step, you know, that opportunity. But we've got some other guys like Brian Allen and Chris Fry, who've really played since they were true freshmen here in 14, and they've experienced a lot of success. But you're right, not many seniors. You know, really, it's a smaller class, and they've had some great experiences along the way, and hopefully they'll remember them for the rest of their life.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press *1.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.